Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. It is Wednesday, January the 9th, 2013, and we're going to continue our theme tonight of covering a clearing that we don't talk about too often and going through it step by step for everybody so that you can see whether it's something you would like to do. So the one that we're going to do tonight, I'll make a couple of announcements in a moment, but just so that you know, we're going to do the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing, which is a one-month clearing. So before we get to that, I just want to remind everybody that the intensives will be starting up soon on Saturday, the 12th, this coming Saturday, the four-hour Ascension Preparation Call will be held. That's the conference call. And then the three consecutive Sundays, the 13th, 20th, and 27th, will be the eight-hour intensives where we go up to the right lightship with Ron and the light beings work on us and do many, many different kinds of healings, including removing the alien parasitic life forms from us. So that is coming up starting this weekend. Ron is also including the half-off discount if you are doing the intensives for the weekday calls. So those you can purchase at a 50% discount if you're interested in throwing that in with your Sunday and Saturday and Sunday calls. If you have kids or pets and you sign up, if they're your children are under 18 and living at home, you can bring them up for free. And your pets. And Ron, do you want to add anything else to that? I think you're out there. You're out there, right, Ron?
Yeah, I think you said it all there. So
okay.
Calls are designed to make you feel better, and getting rid of the alien critters that are living inside of you definitely does that. So that's one big plus. You can get rid of things that you may not have even known that you've had, and you can feel them leave you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So let's just, let's see, it's 7 minutes past, so I'm going to guess that everybody's tuned in. So let's just jump into this clearing that went up a while ago, and we did talk about it a long time ago when it first went up, and I don't remember when that was, but we haven't gone into detail on this clearing, the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing in a long, long time. So it's you would think, of course, that it's primarily for women, but there are some steps in here that would apply to men. And of course, every man has DNA in him that he has inherited from his mothers and grandmothers and his father's mothers and grandmothers. So there's probably stuff lurking in here if any women that you're connected to went through either an abortion, a miscarriage, or a stillbirth going back in time. So you can pull the clearing up, find it just by typing in the word abortion into the search bar on creationlightship.com. So once you get the clearing, you go in, and just like on all the other pages, the first thing you do is type in your name. So there are many steps to this, so we're just going to work our way down the steps. If any of you have done this clearing and do feel like calling in, that would be great. We'd rather not have callers for the moment for any other situations or questions, just so we can stay on topic with this clearing today. But if you do, if you have had done this clearing and you have anything you'd like to share with everybody, that would be great. Or if you have a specific question about this clearing, you know, of any of the steps that we've gone through at any point, do call in. So I'll give those numbers out real quick. So we're on station one tonight, and the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. All right, so step one on this clearing is for emotional/trauma clearing for the mother of the fetus. There is a custom box if you have an issue that's not listed here, but I'll just quickly read through these. So it's sadness, grief, loss, guilt, separation, anger, shame, powerlessness, disappointment, guilt caused by your religion, and then abandonment by friends and classmates, abandonment from your mate, abandonment by parents, by your society, and then at the end there, the custom thing. So, Ron, I'm just wondering, I know you did little samples last week when we did the media clearing. Do you want to pick one of these things, maybe grief and anyone that's been through any of these different situations can focus on that, and you could do a sample grief clearing to do with that situation. And then for the men, you say what that would what effect that would have on men.
Yeah, for men, if you're connected to somebody who had an abortion, you may have the same emotional situation too going through you. So this works for both men and women. And what's in your DNA? Maybe it got passed on to you. So let's just say that your mother had an abortion, and then she had you. Well, all that DNA is put into you from her situation of having one, and then it got passed on to you, even if you were born. Naturally, you were born because you're here. But you may have had something going wrong or a miscarriage, with your mother before, you actually popped out. So that would indicate that you are carrying that same energy passed on to you, and I'm sure that your mother never healed anything. So here we go. So just see if this affects you. This is dealing with abortion, miscarriage from the woman's side. And here we go, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that was a little heavy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the timer on that step is set at 15 minutes. So I think there are a lot of emotions that go on with any of these situations, abortions, miscarriages, and stillbirths. And they're going to be more intense, probably. If you have a stillbirth, they're going to be incredibly intense. So I would think probably 15 minutes might not be enough for some people or for certain emotions. So as with all of these, pretty much, you can change the counter to whatever period of time you feel you might need. Okay, so that's step number one. Now, step number two is clearing your connection, clearing other people who are involved with the pregnancy. So there's another drop-down list here, and the people listed on this are father, grandparents, siblings, doctor, nurse, and then again, other. So you might have friends that helped you through it. It doesn't list other children here. You could have had other children that knew about the pregnancy, especially if it was a miscarriage, late-term miscarriage, or a stillbirth. So you can put anybody in there that was involved in your pregnancy, but there is this preset drop-down and then other. So then you put the person in, and then there's a second drop-down box, and that's got the emotions that connect with them. So that's that same list from before: the guilt, the sadness, grief, loss, blah, 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 all the way down. So, Ron, let's think. What connection would you like to do a sample on?
Let's do guilt.
Okay, guilt connected with the father, the grandparents. Who would you like to do?
People. Let's do one for the grandparents.
Okay.
That could be passed on to you too, because they could have courted you or the person, and you could be dealing with guilt passed on to you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Okay, now you were saying having that passed on, Ron. So you're talking about in our DNA, because then there's also the living woman might be doing this clearing, and she's trying to clear these different emotions on the other people involved in a situation that are all living. You know, let's say, you know, maybe it just happened a year ago or something. So,
yeah.
So what I'm saying is there are two ways to use step two, it sounds like.
Yes, that is correct. So either way could work. Kind of just depends what, you know, you want to do, you know, when you do the clearing.
Okay. All right. So step three has an A and a B. So step 3A is remove from the mother of the fetus any negative energetic cordings. And then it has that same list, father, grandparent, sibling, doctor, nurse, and other. So cordings, I would think you'd want to clear cordings to all those people and everybody else that knew about the situation, because you're going to have either corded them or be corded by them, everybody that knew. So, Ron,
we'll have the people decide which one they want to release.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, everybody. It's your choice here. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. There we go.
Okay. So step 3B is just emotional trauma clearing. There's no drop-down box. And I think what this means, the previous section did the guilt and so forth. It says to clear from them. So I think this 3B emotional trauma is to clear any trauma that they sent you down those cords that you've just removed.
Yeah, so let's do that here. Let's do one if maybe we'll do it a little different. What we're going to do is do one of your ancestors. This may not be on that clearing page, although it may be able to be typed in possibly. Let's do your grandparents, see if they maybe had a something to deal with, the miscarriage or abortion. So here we go, and that's passed on to you too. So this clearing is, even though you might be listening to us talking and you go, oh, it never happened to me, maybe I should turn off and get a different, you know, do something else now. Just remember that this all happens to everybody. So even though it may not have happened to you, it could have happened somewhere else up the line a ways. So here we go. I'm going to clear this out. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Okay, so step four is removal of people/family member disagreement cording. So this is particularly people that this wouldn't apply to a stillbirth or a miscarriage because you didn't have any control over those, but an abortion. If you had an abortion and people around you, family, friends, whatever, did not agree, husband, boyfriend, whatever, didn't agree with you having the abortion, there's a place to put in person one, person two, which you could go back and redo however many times, you know, however many different people were disagreeing with your choice there on to have an abortion. I guess maybe if people just pick one person, Ron, and you can do a little sample of releasing.
Yeah, that's good. So here we go. Might even pick if you went to church a minister or something too, you know.
Yep.
And so here we go. One, releasing that energy. Two, I mean, this is your choice. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke.
All right. Okay, so that was step four. Step five is to remove the fetus's spirit that may still be hanging around you. So maybe you can describe what happens, Ron, when somebody gets pregnant with a fetus spirit or a future person spirit, and how these three events can affect that and why they might hang around.
This is a quite interesting thing. Some people have called me and, you know, they know that the spirit is still hanging around them because maybe there's no other parents that would want to, or the fetus wants to come into, so it's trying to get you pregnant, in a sense. So that happens. Some people actually feel it maybe after an abortion, and maybe it could be possibly traumatized, so that's a clearing that's on there to help it out. So that does happen. So we'll just see how that energy is. So let's take away the emotional energy. So here we go. This will be your emotions if you know that the spirit is hanging around you. And you might feel a little odd or weird or just wondering what's going on. And here we go. So release some of the emotions that you're dealing with. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, I do see somebody's asking if this clearing is unlimited. It's actually, it's a month-long clearing, and I believe it's $50. I wrote that somewhere to have handy, and I can't find my little post-it, but you can all just type in the word abortion, and it'll come up as with the price. I'm pretty sure it's $50, and it's a one-month clearing. Okay, so the next step, step six, there's an A and a B. This is, 6A is to release the spiritual body blueprint of the baby. And there's a little line here that says the blueprint may still be around the mother. So the body blueprint, Ron.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that. So yeah, the blueprint could be around you, and it could be even attached to you. Remember, many things happen as the dark side wants to come in and bring this energy to you. And that could also maybe make you want to have another child, because you're thinking that this spirit, this body energy, wants to be born. And so that may cause you to have another child, which is only because your soul family wants to have somebody, and that you have a contract for that. Nothing is really good about that, but you may think that this is needed, and it really is not. But some people have had lots of children that way, especially if you happen to be an entity child. An entity came into you, and you got a child from it, or your parents did, and all of a sudden you wonder why, you know, you never wanted to get pregnant or something like that, and all of a sudden it happened. And that's because of that situation. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then 6B is an emotional trauma clearing again, I guess, for the spiritual body blueprint. Now, would a body blueprint that didn't actually... I guess it did begin to become a baby. There would be trauma then for the blueprint, would there, Ron?
Yeah, there would be trauma, but it wouldn't necessarily be, from the light. So it's just
right.
Darkness bringing forth another life form. And so you will feel that.
Okay.
And that's just kind of the way it works, that they bring forth all this energy, making you maybe feel guilty or ashamed. But really, the fetus, the reason why you go through an abortion and a miscarriage is only because the spirit doesn't want to come into the body. it changed its mind, and nobody from your soul family wanted to come in, so this is what normally happens. So even though you may have a lot of anxiety, problem, guilt, etc., it only happened because that's what happened, and they wanted not to come into you or to be born. And all of a sudden, you know, like I say, it's probably much worse, you know, to have something that is a stillbirth versus, you know, having that process. So it's kind of still a bad situation either way emotionally. But if you look at the spiritual end of it, this is nothing that really needs to have happened, you know. The only reason why I think humans actually have children is mainly because the darkness wants more energy to suck off of and to connect to and to steal the energy. So, you know, that's the whole thing. The more the better for them. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, step number 7 is extreme emotional trauma. Well, that kind of speaks for itself. And then step number 8 is spirit infusion. And all these steps are preset at 15 minutes. And I think many of them probably people in general would want to do for longer. And you'll know which ones you need more time on. So that's the clearing. 8 steps and... 8 steps with, you know, the drop-down boxes to do several things on a few of the steps as you're releasing everything to do with everybody else that was involved in your situation as well as yourself. And now, Ron, if somebody's had 1 abortion and 3 miscarriages or something, would you run that through 4 times? Would you do the clearing for each individual?
Yes, I think I would do it 4 times just to do it for each one of those. Yes, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And you know, don't forget there's many clearings in there for other people that are judging you, sending you courting energies. And that's why we put it up, because, you know, you may have been exercised, we'll say, out of a church, or all the friends look at you knowing that you've had this. And so it helps to get rid of the cordings, too. That's what it's mainly for, too, to get rid of these energies that shouldn't even be attached to you.
So we have a question, Ron. Can this clearing be used for problematic but successful pregnancies? So...
Well, if anybody is looking at you in regards to a situation that might be difficult, you know, I would say, yeah, very possibly, because it deals with doctors and nurses and friends. So if they're looking at you as, wow, you know, they know you as this person that had all these problems, and yeah, I think you could probably go in there and clear that away from you also. That's very good to ask that question, because there's really nothing on the website. There is courting, but it's not, you know, labeled that way. So, yeah, this one here could work for that, too. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good to know. Several men are mentioning that they're feeling this, Ron. It's feeling surprisingly heavy, says Tom. And then Rupert's asking, what about past life abortions?
Yep, that's good. That's why we kind of started off with this here. And, yeah, it will work, you know, for your parents. But if you're feeling it, it's because you have it in your DNA. It's passed on to you from the past. How far back, it's hard to say, but you want to get it out of you. So that's, you know, why it's also designed for men and also women. So everybody's carrying an energy of that with them if it's ever happened. It's passed on to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and that would be our DNA, our past in terms of our DNA. But what about our spirits, other lives that were not in our family lineage? So you know, let's say 4 lives ago I was a Greek woman and I had a miscarriage, but it's not in my DNA in this life, but my spirit went through that. Could we somehow write that in on here? How could we use this clearing for that, I think is what Rupert means.
I think you could. And remember that other spirits from your soul family can hop in your body too. So that gets even worse. So just by doing it could give you a lot of relief, even if you don't understand anything about it. Maybe you never had a child or never became pregnant. Does this affect you? Of course, it's affecting the men. And so it's there to help out everybody. And yeah, it would be in your DNA from the past. And one of your soul family members could have had that, and the spirit popped into you, and that got imprinted into your body. Now your spirit's contaminated. So it's just like an emotional body when it joins into another body. The spirits do body hop from the soul families, just like emotional bodies hop into everybody. But your spirit will only go into soul family members. So yeah. You could definitely pick up something from a soul family member having a miscarriage or an abortion. So, you know, and you don't even have to be a woman to have that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to see. Okay. Okay. I'm just having a scroll back here. Someone's asking, is birth meant to bring so much trauma? How would it work in the world of light, in the universe of light?
Well, in the world of light, there is no memory of anything, so nothing would exist as far as traumas. It can't exist, so everything is in the now. Remember, the only reason why you're dealing with traumas and situations is because you're living in the past. Bringing the past energies to you, whether you're thinking about it or the DNA is just recycling. Remember, your past is creating your current reality. So if you don't have a past, then you're in the now. It's as simple as that. So you're not going to remember anything, you know, throughout that process. Everything is brand new, fresh, in the now when you live in the world of light. And no trauma, no past history. Nothing's attached to you. There's no cordings. There's no DNA. And that's the way the light works. Back to you, Carrie.
So, Ron, do life forms in light, on light planets, do they give birth? Is that a way of creating another life?
Well, I don't. I would imagine that that's possible. Normally, the spirit has picked a blueprint. And it's energized, but I would imagine that could be a possibility.
Okay.
But still, it would be brand new, and you wouldn't have any history of anything. So everything works in the now. Normally, the spirit just energizes the blueprint. And all of a sudden, it's at a certain age. So if you wanted to be 20 years of age or something, you just energize a blueprint of 20 years, and you select that. You select what you want to have. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then we have a man here whose wife had an abortion, and he's wondering if it affects him.
Yeah, there would be energetic connections and cordings, of course, yes, uh-huh. So yeah, you'd want to do that clearing for yourself too then.
Okay.
I would do.
Yeah, okay. And then Kelsey's wondering, saying, I'm adopted. I wonder if I have two soul families.
No, you only have one that your spirit's connected to. Your adopted family could be a soul family member. Your parents were definitely. Maybe you got passed on, you know, to another soul family member or
very
a group,
likely, I would
or parents.
Think, yeah.
That could be a possibility too. But whether it is or not, you only have one that your parents came from. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ruth's asking, do you list past lives with this clearing? Is that covered? So no, it's not a specific step that's been written into this clearing, but what Ron is saying is that we can use it for that. So the way I would suggest to do that is when you write your name in at the top, Let's see, is there a drop-down box that could, I'm just going to quickly peek at the beginning of this. Okay. I would just put it by your name. I would put, you know, Joe Smith, and then past lives, my spirit's past incarnations or something like that. Now, should we go, Ron, I'm assuming we've all had so many of them. I'm just trying to think, would one pass through on this clearing do it, or would we need to do, you know, lives 1 through 20, one, you know, how would we break that up, or would we even...
I don't know. That would get kind of complex.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say on it.
Well,
I would just, probably in this lifetime, that's what it's kind of designed for. To get kind of complicated because there's so many steps to it. And I just don't know what to say, you know.
Yeah.
It's good for a month, so just do what you can for a month. And then after that, you know, maybe buy it again and keep going back further. But, you know, you're going to find out yourself how it feels after you start getting this stuff cleared off of you.
Now, presumably the century clearing would, if you've had that, you probably removed it from your spirit, right?
Yeah, I would think so. That would get rid of quite a bit of it, yes. Uh-huh.
So if you've
but
had
it's still
century,
in your body. Still
yeah.
in your body, so, you know, I don't know. You have to just try it and see.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. I'm looking. I don't see any other questions right now. So what time is it? 36 after. Okay, I'm just refreshing my fast chat. So what would you like to do next, Ron? I'm just scanning to see if we have anything else we need to address.
Well, we could bring in some peace energy. That's always nice. So bring the light beam up on your screen. Here we go. So I'm going to energize that for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so, you know what I'm just remembering? There is that generic seven-generation clearing. That's what we need to put this into for ancestral stuff. Get that generic seven-generational clearing and put in abortions, miscarriages, and stillbirths. That is the clearing
good, yeah. Uh-huh.
To be used. If we don't have a listing of a seven generational clearing, so you can't use that for one that already exists, but you can use that for any topic that there isn't a pre-existing seven generational clearing for. So that would cover that aspect of it. Okay, phew, glad I remembered that one. Okay. Maybe somebody could look up that real quick and just post it on the fast chat, Cindy, if you can. I think you just type in generic seven generation, or maybe even just the word generic will find it. That should do it. Okay. So Marcy's asking, her mother, I think she's saying lost five children. I think, Marcy, you typed in earlier that it was five miscarriages. So Marcy's wondering if she needs to do that clearing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, if they were before you, yes. After you, probably not. If it was before you, I would say definitely yes, because you got all that trauma from her, which means that if you wanted to have a child, or I won't say that you want, if you wanted to have one, if one happens to come your way that you're carrying, okay, very possibly it's going to have all that trauma attached to it also. Remember, people don't always want to have children, but yet pregnancies happen. So, I would say if it happened before you, Marcy, you could be dealing with physical problems passed on from those energies, because your mother would have a history of what those spirits wanted to have done to them or do in this lifetime, along with the negative situations. So your mother and your father would have a history of their stuff put into them, and the spirit could be passed on, the energy from the spirit of what it wanted to do in this lifetime, including traumas, could be passed on to you, because now it's stored inside of them. Hopefully I made some sense there. It gets to be kind of interesting to look at that, but, you know, if you had a situation to where the spirit decided, say, to have a lung situation, and then the miscarriage or stillbirth happened or whatever, is that energy still with the mother? Yeah. The mother released the energy? No, it's still with her. Still resonating in her DNA of carrying that energy. Will your mother get that? Maybe not. But the next child could have it passed on to them. That's what the Bible talks about. Isn't that something about the sins of the father or something that's passed on to past generations? Well, very interesting. So you don't know what the soul family decided to do with those other children. And very interesting. So your problem could be from having a excess of energy from your soul family, from the children that were not born and created, but your mother is still carrying on, holding on to the energy. Boy, that could be very sad. Man, they really got a way to really mess us up again, didn't they? Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, well, yeah, but at least we have you and we have these clearings, so if we know these situations apply, we do have a way of clearing it. So Jeff is just wanting some clarity on the generic seven-generation clearing for abortion. Is that only for if in the past? So that's for your ancestors going back from you. So it starts with your mother and your father, and then every time you go through a step, it branches out into, you know, grandparents, then great-grandparents, and then great-great. So it clears the energy in you that you will have in your DNA, in your body, passed down from your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and so on, going back seven generations. So, yes, it's the past aspect of your DNA, I guess is the best way to say that in relation to how you frame the question there. Is it only for if in the past? If it's a current situation, then it's this clearing that we're talking about today rather than the seven generational. So this one is called abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left. So let me see here. I'm just going to close out that window, bring the fast chat back up. Maybe somebody could just see. I think that generic one is only $50, I think. Maybe somebody could take a peek. I don't want to take the time to go look at that right now. Larry, no, I'm not skipping your question. I'm just trying to stay on topic here. So let me go back and find what your question was. Okay. Larry's wondering, Ron, what is blank in my mind that makes me feel uncomfortable?
Mind feeling uncomfortable? Huh? So that would mean that I would think that there is something that maybe you're getting too close to home on something. Maybe the understanding that you're having the dark side wanted to turn something off. Holy cow. Now it's in my throat. So, yeah. Oh. Let me get some water. Back in a minute.
Okay. All right. So, while Ron gets the water, Now my throat's feeling funny. Okay.
Wow, that was something. So.
Oh, there you're back. Okay, cool.
That's what happened. So there's something that. Well, Larry.
Wow.
So there's something going on to where you probably are getting some truth on something. Getting too close to home, understanding, and they want to turn it off.
Excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Marcy's saying,
hey,
I have a huge throat issue, choking like tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. Anybody else is coughing out there? So we'll find out.
Yeah.
We got a little bit over 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. You know, I want to cough too, but you just put yourself on mute. Oh.
Have a coughing break.
Yeah.
Let me do your coughing for a minute.
I have to cough too. I have to go on mute. Hang on.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay.
A lot of energy, Larry. So that's what I would kind of think is happening. That you're getting too close to the truth, your mind's shutting off. And it can make you feel good if your mind's turned off, in a sense. But that's what I would think that is probably going on. They don't want you to understand something, so they are turning off the program. Well, back to you, Carrie, if you're available.
Oh, gosh. I'm available, but there aren't any other questions that I can see to read. So what else can we do tonight? Let's see. Why don't we, I'm just thinking, especially since all the guys were feeling this glaring, how about if you do a, let's go back to a certain century or decade in a century, maybe 200 years ago or something, you know, when lots of babies died. They died when they were one and two and stuff, but maybe just like miscarriage energy and stillbirth energies from, let's say, 1800 to 1810.
Okay, here we go. So, taking away those energies of that time period, 1800 to 1810. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like we probably will get off here in a couple minutes here.
Okay, yeah. We do have some people coughing. Some are not coughing. Michael O. says, heavy feeling. Earth Star is sneezing. So a lot of yawning, says Liz. Tom says heavy. So
Larry caused an epidemic. Oh, what does that mean? So.
Oh, no. Wow, this is really weird. Ron's on mute, having a good cough, I think. I'm just holding my below my throat so that I don't have a coughing fit, and I'm refreshing the fast chat. Sudden infant death syndrome. Oh, gosh. Well,
I think we probably can continue on the next show at this one, maybe, or something. I don't know. So, we can check out the coughing. So I think it will just end the program now. So, let's release all the energetic stuff that's happening to everybody. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, everybody, so we'll see you later. Our next BBS program is on Friday, same time, but on Station 2. And we got another program coming up here in about 10 minutes, so we'll see you there. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com, and click on the top right side, and it's another one-hour program. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Night-night, everyone.